You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News. I'm here with Warriors assistant coach Jaren Collins. Jaren, first, thanks so much for joining me. So, first of all, what were your initial thoughts on the walkout when you saw it happening last week?
That is a momentous occasion. A momentous event. Mm-hmm. Occasion is the wrong word. Momentous event. Really proud of our players for taking a stand. I'm really proud of our league for supporting our players. These are very difficult times. A lot of social and civil unrest, and when you see things happening in our community. Especially with the incidences of police brutality at the hands of law enforcement. It's tragic, it's sad, and we need and want change. And our players took a stand, and we were able to get a plan and calls to action coming out of it. And I think it's great that we're now going to use NBA facilities, practice facilities, and NBA arenas for ballot stations, mm-hmm. or so that people can go vote, right, and hopefully not have to deal with the voter suppression that was taking place in our country.
Do you feel like the players' message so far has been heard? We know that they want to use their platforms right now to keep bringing awareness to the social causes in this country, but do you feel like their message is being heard?
I do, but that's a really good question. I do. I feel like players are using their platform, they're using their voice, they're getting the message out, whether it be register to vote, bringing awareness to different cases and causes that have happened in our country. I think that the players are using their platform and getting their message out. But the biggest thing, I think, is, as we've always found, is that we can always do more. And that's what everybody's looking to do. How can we do more to affect change and affect real meaningful change in our country?
And you mentioned using Chase Center to help with voting in the Bay Area, but the Warriors have also been making a number of charitable contributions. Other teams in the NBA have been doing the same thing. Obviously, the statements that have been released. I mean, how important is that for these individual teams to get involved this way?
We're community partners. And the Warriors have already been doing this work as far as charitable donations, the Warriors Foundation, the amount of money that they've given to the community. But now it's just, taking it to the next level. So they made the announcement a couple weeks ago as far as, donating $10 million over 10 years to the NBA Foundation. Mm-hmm. The NBA Foundation, $100 million. Now that will go towards creating equity in the community and targeting and donating to people of color and African American community. I know the Warriors. You know the cause that they just came out with. I don't want to butcher it, but heart, feet,
tongue.
Tongue, yeah.
Wallet, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Wallet, yes. And, in my mind, when I see the Warriors stepping up and being leaders in the community, partnering with different organizations to affect real change in the Bay Area and in our community, to provide equity for people of color. It's fantastic. I'm really, really proud of our organization, really proud of the people in our organization. And again, you know, this isn't something new, but it's just something, it's a first step towards taking the next step, as far as stepping up, in our community.
Well, as far as the next step, I mean, what would you like to see the NBA do? Because I guess part of the walkout was, you know, players saying, "Hey, this is great, but we need to continue doing more." What would you like to see from maybe not just the Warriors, but just the NBA in general as far as next steps?
Well, I think they're doing it right now. I mean, the most important election in our lifetime is coming up in November, and doing everything they can do to get people to register to vote, to allow them access to vote once registered. I think that, to me, you know, it goes step by step process. But the biggest thing right now that we have is in November, is in our election, because to affect real change, you need the right people in positions of leadership, you need the right people and the people in positions of power. And so I think that right now the focus is on what can we do to raise awareness, and accessibility, to make it easy for people to register to vote, via text message. You know, the Warriors are doing a competition with the Atlanta Hawks. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, the allowing access, to Chase Center and not just the NBA, not just the Warriors, but the entire NBA is stepping up in that regard.
And I know you and your wife, Elsa, have been very involved over the years with the community. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you guys have been doing and how that work is now more important than ever?
So my wife does a lot of work in the community, and she could probably best answer that because she's got so many different projects going on. But one of her biggest projects is working with I Am a Voter. And I don't know if you've been watching the playoff games, but they've actually been mentioning and signage and doing a couple hits with I Am a Voter to make people aware to encourage people to register to vote. So that's one of my wife's projects, is working with I Am a Voter. She also is part of an organization that just launched called Si Se Puede, Si Se Puede, which is Latin American culture, in Latin American community here in the United States, but with eyes towards overall health and awareness. She has another organization she works with called This Is About Humanity, which works with children at the border, dealing with family separations. So she's very active and has a passion, and I try to assist her as much as I can, but she's a force. And I'm glad that we are doing, and she is doing, the good work in our community that's needed to move our society further ahead.
You sound really proud of her when you talk about all the things that she's doing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of effort. She can explain what she does a lot better than I can, but she does a lot of stuff for a lot of different great organizations that help people in the community and people of color.
Let's talk about DoorDash. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Continue supporting restaurants in your community safely. There are thousands of restaurants open for delivery on DoorDash that need your patronage now more than ever. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off your order and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code LOCKEDONNBA. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDONNBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. And then Steph Curry, I know obviously you've been coaching him over the last, you know, half decade. It seems like he's really become even more outspoken than ever. You know, I think you look at something he did with Dr. Fauci earlier in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And you look at, you know, his recent endorsement on Joe Biden, him and Aisha. How have you seen him grow up close? And how have you seen him grow and just get more comfortable sort of voicing his opinions and doing these things within the community?
I honestly think that Steph has always had, he's always had this wonderful ability to communicate and relate to people. And I think that he's used his platform to affect real change. He's trying to get information out to people. And he has so many, such a powerful social media following that he tries to take advantage of that. And he's great with, you know, whether you're talking about that call that he had with Dr. Fauci, and all the stuff that he does on social media, so, you know, speaking at the DNC,
mm-hmm.
His family, he is the American, they are the American family, grounded in faith, he just wants to make a change, and a positive impact. In our community, so he's been absolutely incredible in the words that he has said. So it really is just but he's always had. I think he's always had that ability, mm-hmm. and he's just doing more.
Gotcha. I do have a few basketball related questions. Well, mini camp is coming up, right? I mean, how much were you guys hoping to have something in this way, and how important is that going to be to have that?
We were always hoping to have a mini camp. I think the challenge is, you know, just talking to people, which is what's the best way to go about doing it in a safe manner. So we have the protocols in place, and it's great because, you know, hopefully we can get everybody in and start to build those relationships going forward, you know, for our team. We've got a lot of young guys bringing, obviously, Steph and Clay back into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to, you know, get some work in, guys, to continue to build those relationships, build that chemistry so that, you know, we can hit the ground running whenever next season begins.
And last season, you were asked to take on a lot more responsibility on the defensive side of the ball. What did you learn from last season?
Good question. I learned a lot. you know, you have your foundation, and you just want to establish your foundation, especially with young guys. So they learn our verbiage. But at the end of the day, what's most important is the competitive spirit. And, you know, you can have X's and O's, you can have coverages, you can have schemes. Most important thing is that you have your foundation and that the guys are playing with the competitive spirit out there. For me personally, I'm very blessed in that I'm surrounded by Ron Adams, I'm surrounded by Mike Brown, I'm surrounded by Steve Kerr, and all the other great coaches that I get to work with. But, you know, we have arguably one of the best defensive minds and as a defender in Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're relying on the wisdom that's around us, that's around me, but then also just making sure that our guys are out there competing and getting after it, because at the end of the day, you know, it's about accepting the challenge to keep your man in front of you and helping your teammate. And so it's been a great experience. It's been fun. As far as, you know, learning new responsibilities and teaching new responsibilities. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the group that we have coming back and taking it to the next level.
Well, that sort of leads me to my next question. I mean, the defense improved over the course of the year. You know, that much was obvious. But, you know, trying to get back to one of the top defenses in the league, what it's going to take to contend at the levels you guys want to contend with. What are you guys talking about as far as how to get there? Like, what needs to happen for you guys to go from where you are, where I think you was like 25th or 26th in defensive rating, to, you know, top half of the league again?
We need to take the next step as far as, obviously having Clay back, having Steph back, I think that, you know, go step by step, but having got more guys into the fold will definitely help. I think it's just about the intensity into the ball. Ball pressure is absolutely key. And then helping one another, mm-hmm. you know, it's five men connected and communicating with each other. We can have some different schemes and some things that wrinkles that we'll add. And you got to be versatile. In today's NBA, I mean, you're seeing the playoffs right now where some players are just absolutely just going off. And you got to be able to send multiple defenders to them. Hmm. We've done some of that in the past. Probably the game in mind is probably the Christmas Day game.
Yep.
We'll look to, you know, what can we do, with different schemes and game plan and that stuff. But like I said, it always comes back to your foundation. What's your stance on the ball? What's your intensity into the ball? Are guys using their hands? Are guys communicating? It's that competitive spirit that's absolutely crucial. Having Andrew, having Draymond, having Clay, having length out there on the perimeter, to defend at the point of attack is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. And then obviously, you know, Steph and Clay, what they can do to teams on the other end of the floor, will definitely help.
Let's talk about Built Bar. If you're like me, when you get hungry, you can make bad decisions. But the best way to avoid blowing your diet is to be prepared, and that's why I always have a box of Built Bars in the kitchen. Not only is this the best tasting protein bar I've ever had, it's the most healthy and it fills me up when I'm busy or I'm on the go. With 18 amazing flavors, including new flavors like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and apple almond crisp, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. They taste like a candy bar, but they're low calorie and low sugar while also being high in protein and fiber, making them perfect for any keto and other low carb diets. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order plus a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com.
You sort of referenced what's happening in the postseason now. Is it even possible for you to watch playoff games as just a fan, or are you just sort of always taking notes, mental notes or something like that, seeing what things are going on?
It's a little bit of both. So I'm watching the games with my children, and it's, Daddy, who do you want to win? It's like, I don't care. I'm just watching the game as a fan. But I think the other part of it, too, is, you know, when something happens, you know, I'm clipping it or recording it to send to our video guys, whether it be on offense or defense. It's a little bit of both, you're always trying to see how can you improve your team. And us coaches, we steal from each other all the time. Mm-hmm. So if there's something defensively, whether it be a box and one or something unique defensively, to try, you know, triangle two, whatever, you say, let's put that on tape and see what that looks like. If it's an ATO, there are a lot of good ATOs being run.
Right.
You know, you clip them and then you put them in your Rolodex, and then see when you can't. Actually, are people even using Rolodex anymore? You know, my contacts.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I even understood the reference. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but you save clips, and then you know, try to bust them out later.
My last question, I mean, Steve Nash got the head coaching job with the Brooklyn Nets. Kind of feels like Steve Kerr's got a little bit of a coaching tree happening here. How do you think Nash will do? And what do you think about just sort of Steve Kerr's ability to sort of, you know, be able to sort of send coaches off into other opportunities?
I think it's great. I mean, that's one of the biggest things is opportunity, and Steve Kerr does a really good job with working with us coaches or consultants. I guess Steve Nash was a consultant, but those that he works with in preparing us for the opportunity. And then to Steve Nash, I think it's absolutely incredible. I think it's great news. I think he'll be great. He's an excellent communicator. Someone with a depth of knowledge of the game of basketball. And just more than that, he has a really good way of relating and communicating to people. He's very, very honest, very direct, and that's what players appreciate. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for Steve Nash, and I'm honored to work for Steve Kerr.
Thanks again to Jaren Collins for joining the show. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WCGoldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.